Good evening, guys, and welcome back to the Celtic Way YouTube channel. We're also live on Facebook and on X. You join me about an hour or so after Celtic's 4-2 victory over Livingston in the Scottish Cup, which ensured a semi-final place and a first trip to Hampden of the season for Celtic. There was, I think the only player to talk about at the moment is Daizen Maeda, who completed a brilliant hat-trick, you know, a hat-trick of goals, two goals in the first half and one goal in the second half to essentially finish the game off for Celtic. Hugo also scored in the 95th minute. It was basically the last kick of the game for Livingston. They equalised through Mackay, and then they also equalised once again through Yenge in the 54th minute. Two really good individual goals from Livingston's perspective, but plenty to talk about in this game. Thank you to everybody that's joining me so far in the comments section. Thank you for choosing the Celtic Way as your post-match sort of briefing or place to come to talk about the football. As always, this video is brought to you by MPH Group. For plumbing, heating, kitchens or bathroom work, look no further than MPH Group. We're proud to be sponsored by MPH Group. And all their links will be in the description. If you're looking for any of those appliances or any of that work, the links will be in the description below. And if I could just get everybody to have a wee look at the bottom of the screen, subscribe to the Celtic Way website, £4 for 4 months or £18 for a full year, and support top quality football journalism covering the club you love at www.celticway.co.uk/subscribe for more information. Now, guys, I've got people coming into the comments. Please put in as many comments as you can. It's just me that's on today, as I told you beforehand. Tony is on holiday just now, so it's a good chance for me to sort of bring up some of the comments. What was your overall feelings on the game? For me, it was good at the top half of the pitch, but the bottom at the back, Celtic left a lot to be desired in that game. I think particularly you look at the first goal, it's just a long ball over the top. Stephen Welsh just doesn't judge it whatsoever. And Mackay is there to put in a great goal. It was a good finish from the winger, to be fair to him. And then the second goal is just poor from Matt O'Reilly, who gives the ball away in a silly area in the middle of the park. Yenge goes up and scores an absolute stunning finish, probably the goal of the day, I would say. But yeah, Livingston, they gave it a good go. They definitely had chances in the game, as we said they would have beforehand. But Celtic have that firepower up front, and Daizen Maeda, on his 100th appearance for Celtic, came up with the goods. His first goal was a great finish from a great pass from Nicholas Coon, one of the star players in the day. I think we really did see what we were wanting from Nicholas Coon in the game. His second goal, made, there was a header that he was lucky with. Michael McGovern, former Celtic player, academy graduate, Michael McGovern saved the shot, but it went through him anyway and went in the back of the net. And then Maeda with the 186 minutes. Really good, insightful play, I think that's the word, from Tomoki Iwata to run forward, get to the byline and then put a ball into the box, and Daizen Maeda was there. He could have actually had four goals. He had a chance right at the end where he hit the bar, which he was unlucky to not hit the back of the net. But 100 appearances for Daizen Maeda, a really good performance from the Japanese international, and a good day's work for him. Not all perfect, you know. Some of his play leaves a lot to be desired at times, but he was there when it mattered today. I think a few people are talking about Daizen Maeda's haircut. I don't want him to be getting a haircut now. If that's how he's going to be playing, if he's going to score three goals a game, I think it's time to grow an afro or something like that. Hazel Finn comes in. Thank you once again. I know you were at the pre-match show and you're here in the post-match. Maeda with hair took me a while to realise who it was. I was having that same problem as well. I thought it was Nicholas Coon that had a lot of the ball. Then I realised, oh, it's Daizen Maeda, but he's got hair. It's very, very unusual to see him with hair. But, you know, if he keeps that going, I don't care what haircut he's got because he'll be getting goals. Who's the snitch? Says, hail, hail, Ryan, great result. Yep, that's all that matters. We said that before the game, that the most important thing was Celtic going through to the next round, getting to Hampden and making that semi-final place their own, and they did that. Tom Mack says, Celtic make bottom teams look good again, good grief. Yeah, Livingston gave it a good go today, and it was partly due to the fact that Celtic's defence really was lacklustre once again. I think Welsh had one of his poorest games in a Celtic jersey today. The same could probably be said for Liam Scales, although I thought he was a bit better than Welsh. Welsh was just all over the place today, unfortunately. He's culpable for that first goal. He's in no man's land, and it's just one simple ball over the top. It's a great finish by Daniel Mackay, but you know, he's got to be doing better from that position. And then, you know, I don't think he looked smart for the second goal. I don't think Greg Taylor looked smart for the second goal either. It was just a collective error. I thought the only real defender in the team that would get pass marks in the game would have been Alistair Johnston, but that was because of his attacking play. I thought he was a really, really good attacking outlet for Celtic to use. And that partnership between Coon and Alistair Johnston, it seems as if Alistair Johnston is getting the best out of every single winger that he plays with. You've seen it with Yang, and you've seen it with Coon today. Coon looked a completely different player, in all honesty. This is exactly what we were looking for. You knew that he was in the mood today by the first beating of his man that he got in the game. I think it was Christian Montano that he was up against, and I know that Daniel Mackay then was playing as a sort of de facto defender because they double teamed him because they knew that he was getting joy down that side. I thought he was outstanding today. I'm hoping that injury isn't too serious because he seemed to be holding his calf or his hamstring at the end of the game. You're hoping that that's just precautionary and he'll be ready for the next game because he's shown that he can do it. Definitely do it in Scotland. That was his most consistent performance, that 75 minutes. And yeah, delighted with his contribution. Some nice back heels, a really good cross to Daiza Maeda for the opening goal. And yet he was just a complete nuisance down that right-hand side, which is exactly what you're wanting to see. Hazel comes in and says, Coon was better, but Forrest was better still. I think everybody's quite happy to see Forrest in that team coming on. Brendan Rodgers was certainly happy. He said he got complete joy due to the fact that James Forrest made his way onto the pitch. You can tell Brendan Rodgers a bit of a James Forrest fan. Such a brilliant servant for Celtic, a Celtic legend, you would say, as well, given his goals and assists that he's managed. One of a handful of players to get 100 goals and 100 assists for his team. You can't argue with those numbers, and Brendan Rodgers clearly rates him. He says that age is probably an issue. That's the reason why he doesn't play more games, but on the balance of playing, on the balance of the wingers that he's got at his disposal, he is the best winger that Celtic have. That's the words of the manager. If he just wish he was about 4 or 5 years younger and in the prime of his career, because he would have been a first pick in this team if that was the case. But it's his age that's probably keeping him from the team. Brendan Rodgers was saying that. And yeah, if he can do good performances like that, 10, 15-minute spells, then he could be a valuable weapon for Celtic from now until the end of the season. But was delighted with his performance. I thought he looked bright. I thought he looked up for the game. Seems to always play against Livingston, comes on against Livingston, but good to see him, and good to see him still contributing in a positive way. No goals or assists for the player, but in fact, no, actually, I'm saying that, but he did get the assist for Kyogo's goal, which was the final goal in the game. So yeah, he did get on the goal contribution trail, which was absolutely brilliant. Let me have a wee look at some of the other comments. Big Dom saying, bring back Starfelt. I don't think we can afford Starfelt anymore. And anyway, I think he chose that as a sort of a lifestyle choice to move to Celta Vigo. It was a good move for him. He's doing well at Celta Vigo by all accounts. But yeah, I think that ship has sailed. Josh comes in and says, must feel like a part of you is missing without Tony. Yes, absolutely. I'm steering this ship alone, as Beautiful South would say. But yeah, I'm just going with it. And your comments certainly help. They help cut up the post-match, because you know, it's me constantly talking for the full broadcast, and getting some of your comments make me sort of think about what I'm going to say next. So it's absolutely ideal. Who was your? I want to hear about your man of the matches in the comments section. Who was the player that really stood out for you? Was it Daiza Maeda? Was it Nicholas Coon? Was it maybe Alistair Johnston? Or was it somebody else? Maybe Tomoki Wata. I thought he had a good game as well, and he was so vital in getting that third goal for Celtic. Like, everybody else was static, and Tomoki Wata had a job to go forward and make things happen for Celtic, and he did that by getting to the byline and passing to Daiza Maeda. He made a game that looked as if it was going to extra time be finished in the 90 minutes. Kyogo then put the icing on the cake at the end, but yeah, it was another good performance by the holding midfielder. Got Scales and Welsh out of a couple of holes a couple of times with his position and taking the ball off of them when the two of them are passing to each other. I just think Scales and Welsh, they they bring about their own worst enemies by passing the ball to each other and passing to Joe Hart. That is how mistakes are going to happen. They were lucky that they weren't punished for that individual passing. It was Matt O'Reilly that was punished, but that's going to cost Celtic between now and the end of the season if they don't sort that out. But I thought Iwata was very, very good on the day. Mark E says, Taylor made some great passes. I thought he was found wanting for the second goal, but I thought overall he was good on the ball. I would agree with that. Blake Cohn says, it has to be Maeda. It's very difficult not to talk about a player that got a hat-trick. Brendan Rodgers was really singing his praises at full-time in his interview on Viaplay Sports. As everybody was, he was there and he was ready to pounce on any chances that came his way. He just looked like a player that was really in the mood for the game this afternoon, and he got his just rewards. 100 appearances for Celtic, another 3 goals to add into the bargain, and yeah, he'll be very, very happy with that. He's got his first match ball for Celtic. Hopefully it's not his last and he can contribute a couple more hat-tricks between now and the end of his time at the club, but I think everybody's delighted with his performance today. Yeah, he scalped the bar as well. Yeah, absolutely. It could have been 4 goals, which would have been absolutely incredible. Josh comes in. Thanks, Josh, once again. Maeda, the obvious choice. Aside from him, I'd definitely say Kuhn. Probably agree with that. I thought he looked very, very much up for what was going on in the game. As I said, and I tweeted out during the game, that Christian Montano, the number 3 for Livingston, was having an absolute nightmare against him. Could not defend him whatsoever, and he got the beating of him. There was a chance where he just knocks it past Montano, and the left back or right back gets a foul and a yellow card his way. They both hobbled off sort of injured towards the end of the game, which shows you the battle that they had between each other. Yes, Montano won the ball back a couple of times, but for the most part, Kuhn looked really, really lively and up for whatever challenge was coming his way. And it was a good overall performance from the player. Something for him to build on. You're just hoping that he's not injured and he can start the next game against St Johnstone and cause more problems. Marquis comes back in saying, I think the whole team need to be commended for digging out a win playing in that system. I guess that's maybe a thinly veiled dig at Brendan Rodgers 4-2-3-1 or 4-4-3. But yeah, it was a stop-start game. I thought there was some really nice passages of play, especially in the first half. I thought Celtic were really up for it, and then they were caught with a goal, and it was just one of those games that was absolutely crazy. Then Livingston get their second equaliser, and it's a bit of panic stations from then until Celtic get their third again from Maeda. It was Maeda that got them out of a hole completely today, but you know, that's what he's there for. He's there to score goals and cause a nuisance of himself, both on and off the ball. And he certainly did that in both factions, in both sides of the game that he has to do. I thought he did really, really well. Andy Boy saying, was pleased Jamesy Forrest was brought on the time he got a run in the team. I think what Brendan Rodgers was saying is that he would have a run in the team, if not for his age and his physicality, and maybe lack of physicality. Brendan Rodgers will know all about the player, and he'll know what he can do and what he can't do. If James Forrest can do this and be a valuable asset for 15-20 minutes, then that's not bad going for a 32-33-year-old. I think he was 32, somebody said in the comments. If that's his role now in the team, I think he'll be happy with his lot, happy that he's still contributing in a positive way. Got that assist at the end from Kyogo. And by the way, how good was it to see Kyogo once again hitting the back of the net? It's been a couple of games without a goal for Kyogo, so it was great to see him. It was great to see him back in the score sheet. Good finish. You know, I think it was a two-man fast break, and Kyogo, you know, was so calm in front of goal. And I think that was one of the best moments of the game. If not for Dyson Maeda's hat-trick, it was definitely seen. All the players come to Kyogo and give him a hug right before the end of the game. It was brilliant, and he's definitely a player that struggled this season, especially in front of goal. Struggled to make things happen in terms of getting chances as well, but that was a great togetherness moment from the players. You don't become a bad player overnight. You're just a player that's been starved of energy, and not starved of energy, starved of service. And the fact that he got that service at the end today and he got his rewards, which was absolutely brilliant to see. Josh again, Forrest coming on in the latter stages of games and having a positive impact is ideal. If that's all he can do and that's all his body can do, then you might as well bust your gut for 15-20 minutes and give us your best game, because that could be the difference between Celtic getting a draw and a win, getting a goal or an assist or whatever. If he's contributing in a positive way, then I've got absolutely no problem with that whatsoever. Coon obviously listening to the outside noise from the van. This is Tam Mack that's in this up to gear. Certainly, Dad, I don't know if he's been reading maybe my article comparing him and Mikey Johnson and their collective minutes so far for Celtic this season. I know one of them's out on loan, but they played them around about the same amount of time this season between them. Yeah, he upped it big time today. He looked as if he could beat his man. He got joy playing against Montano and Mackay. Mackay then double-teamed him out of respect for the fact that he was getting joy down that side. And seeing that, you know, that's a show of respect. You, if you're one-on-one, you're going man for man, it means that you can maybe deal with your winger. But if it's two-on-one, it's a sort of not an olive branch, but a sort of nod, a tip of the hat that Coon was doing a good job down that side and had to put two players on him to calm him down or to shut him up, which they struggled to do because he was still continuing to make things happen, even with the double team. Great for Kyogo getting that goal. Totally agree. He's a player that thrives on confidence. He's a confidence player. You're just hoping that sort of thing, rather than him looking annoyed at the end of the game, everybody was around him because they were delighted that he got that goal. Hopefully this is now him going to kick on from now until the end of the season. With Ida struggling today, I thought he had arguably his poorest game for Celtic today. It could be a chance for Kyogo to get back in that starting lineup. He played as a sub, he came on, probably has the yellow jersey, as Tony would say, and I think he'll probably start against St Johnstone now. That was his opportunity, his only opportunity of the game, you would say, apart from a couple of speculative efforts. He took it with both hands and he scored. So I wouldn't be against him playing against St Johnstone if he is fancied by Rodgers. Ida did have a poor game, but you know what he's capable of. He's made a smashing impact since joining the club, and I'm sure he can bounce back from what was a poor performance today. He was trying to get a couple of knock-ons with his headers. There was a chance that there was a ball over the top, and he swung it here. He basically missed all of the ball and fell over, and he was really annoyed with himself. But he's a better player than that. He's just a bad day at the office, and you'd be hoping for more from him next time. And he'll maybe put away some of the chances that nearly came his way today. Nicky Henderson agrees with me, saying he seemed a bit quiet today, but still think he has more to offer. Totally agree with that. I think he's got more to offer. Smell the Gloves saying we need Kyogo for Ibrox. I think we do. I think we need Kyogo for every game from now until the end of the season. 4 goals today shows that there are goals in this team, but they need to be doing that on a more consistent basis. I don't really think it was a 4-2 game, if I'm being perfectly honest. I think 3-2 would have been the right result. You know, give Maeda's hat-trick, 4-2, maybe flatters, the scoreline flatters Celtic to an extent, I would say. But, you know, you're against the Premiership's bottom side. I think they tired towards the end. Celtic put in that extra gear or upped it ever so slightly, and that was the difference between the two sides, which you can't complain about. They're in the hat for the next round. The next thing I want to hear in the comments is who you want in the next round of the Cup. We know that Aberdeen are through. They put out Kilmarnock yesterday. I think Rangers are one goal up at the moment against Hibs. Or do you want it to be Hearts or Morton tomorrow night? Who would be your ideal team to face in Hampden? First Hampden trip back for Rodgers since it would have been probably about 2018. So it's his first trip there in 6 years now. So it's been a while for him. Good to see him back in the National Stadium, and hopefully he can keep up that tremendous record at Hampden, because he's not lost a game at Hampden in his Celtic career, and you don't want that habit breaking or that tradition breaking anytime soon. Who do you want to see in the next round of the Cup? Smell the Glove straight in there saying Morton. Yeah, that would mean they put out Hearts tomorrow night. That would be certainly an interesting result. Andrew Taggart says Aberdeen. John Summers says Aberdeen, or hopefully Hibs. I guess that means that you'd be wanting Hibs to win in that game that's currently playing just now. Blake Owen comes back in talking about Ida, saying I think Ida's physicality was nullified by Livingston's physicality. That could very much be the case. I think that's why Kyogo was so effective when he came on, because with Ida you're fighting fire with fire with Livingston, because you've got a physical and imposing player up front against Moore. That's probably one of the biggest teams I've seen at Celtic Park in recent memory. There were so many players that are over six feet that were really making, that were winning a lot of headers and being just physical in the game. you're better fighting fire with water sometimes, and Kyogo was that water. He's that small player that can get in those pockets and make things happen. It was that run late on in the game that sealed all the that sealed the passage into the next round with a great finish, and he put it past Michael McGovern. McGovern didn't have to do too much apart from those taking the ball out of the net four times. There wasn't that many chances that came Celtic's way, so they were fairly lethal in front of goal, which is exactly what you want to see. There's more comments coming in. Wow, we've got so many people on, 310 people after the game when there's more football on just now. Really do appreciate that, guys. Hibs, people are saying. Andrew Taggart saying, Ryan, he's never lost a trophy either, so that doesn't give me confidence. He lost the League Cup in one of the first away games of the season. Celtic were were dismal on that day at Rugby Park, and they get beat against Kilmarnock. So yeah, that was a poor day. That's a way in which you don't want to be breaking records. You lose something like that, but at least Celtic are going to Hampden. They've got a day out. The fans have got a day out as well, and that'll be an exciting tie once it comes along. Whoever Celtic come up against, whether that's Aberdeen, Rangers, or Hibs, or Hearts, or Morton, so whoever they get, it's going to be exciting. What else have we got here? Lots of people are saying I'll take Hibs for the semi-final. I don't think many people will disagree with that. Barry Sloan comes out and Barry Sloan says, "Hail, hail, Ryan." Appreciate that. But yeah, it was a really, really a good day at the office for Celtic. A good response. Not all of it was positive, mind you. There was some certain points of the game where it looked quite hairy moments, especially at the back. But good to see Iwata get back in with a good performance. Bernardo maybe flattered to deceive. That was his big chance today, and I don't think he took it. Matt O'Reilly was very mixed. He had some good moments, but he also gives away the ball for Livingston's second equaliser of the game. So that's the slackness that he needs to stop in his game. All the talent in the world, he just needs to keep his concentration. But some positive things going forward as well. Kuhn, one of the highlights of the game, as was Forrest when he came on, as was Daizen Maeda, the man of the match. Got a hat-trick. He was the stadium's man of the match. I think he was everybody's man of the match. You know, you go home with a match ball, you're going to be the top player in the game, and that certainly was the case. Ida, flattered to deceive a wee bit. Had a couple of nice moments with using his head, but nothing really came off for him. I thought Alistair Johnson, now that's a player that I thought was really, really positive today. Thought he was the best defender on there by default. Because I thought Taylor was okay and Scales and Welsh struggled, but I thought Alistair Johnson was really, really positive with everything that he was doing going forward. I think he's a player that's really stepped up over the past couple of games. Hearts aside, obviously, that game, you know, you kind of look at that as a game of itself, given, you know, the VAR decisions and what Celtic were up against in terms of the decisions that went against them, the 10 men, and also they were playing away from home as well. But I think Alistair Johnson's been really, really good recently, and hopefully he can keep this going from now until the end of the season. I think that he did struggle in large parts of the early season. I didn't think he was the same player that he was playing as under Ange Postecoglou, but he's managed to turn it around ever so slightly, and he looks as if he's getting better and better with every passing game. Hopefully he can keep that going. You know, he's got a capable deputy in Anthony Ralston as well, but you know, that's his spot, and you're hoping that he can keep that going for the next, what, 2, 3, 4 years, however long he's there at the club. John Summers saying Welsh and Skills were indecisive in their passing today. I would agree with that as well. The two of them do play the ball to each other a lot of times. They'll pass it to each other. They'll pass it to Iwata will pass it back, or he'll try and play it forward. But yeah, I thought Scales was quite positive with his driving forward. Welsh just had a bit of a nightmare today, in all honesty, and it's a game that he'll want to quickly forget. He's got a whole week to think about it before he potentially goes back into the team and covers for Cameron Carter-Vickers, who has got a hamstring niggle, I think was what Brendan Rodgers said before the game. Hopefully that's nothing too serious and he can come back for the next game. But if it is going to be Welsh in the next game, he's got to really tighten up and improve his performance, because, you know, Lagerbielke is on the bench. I know that he's not fancied by the manager, but we'll take a couple of bad performances and Lagerbielke might be back in that side with the way that the defence is playing at the moment. So, yeah, a poor performance today from Stephen Welsh, but one that I'm sure that he can bounce back from. alongside Scales, who I thought was quite poor as well. But yeah, the two of them defensively, if you're conceding two goals to Livingston at home, you know that there's something wrong with the defence, and that certainly was the case. People are happy that Kyogo got his goal. Yeah, we're absolutely delighted that Kyogo has got his goal. You know, he's back on the goal front and hopefully can do this from now until the end of the season, make things happen in front of goal and score goals. Get that goal tally up. That's what we want to see. David's saying, Kyogo, world-class in his day with the right service. I'm right behind Rodgers on the Brendan bus, but John Kennedy has to grow a spine. Tell him next season we're going back to Ange Ball. I'm not sure if that's John Kennedy's job, but you know, that would be an interesting dynamic if that was the case. Hazel Finn, just wonder if Brendan Rodgers will consider Lagerbielke with what he's seen recently, potentially after today. He might think that there's better options not playing than playing, especially with the way that Welsh played this afternoon. It was good to see Daniel Kelly come off the bench as well. I thought he had a couple of nice moments. There was a chance towards the end that he really should have done better with, but I like the cut of his jib. He's good on the ball, he's good at driving forward the ball, got a bit of pace about him, bit of drive, bit of dig, and it's good to see a Celtic Academy player making that pathway, showing that pathway is, you know, viable from the B team or the unders team to the first team. That's there. There's not needed to be a loan deal or anything. He's not had to go and ply his trade elsewhere before getting back, like Cal McGregor did, like Ralston did to an extent. He's came straight into that starting 11, into the squad, and he's coming off the bench. Fact is, Brendan Rodgers brought him on when it was 2-2. So, you know, the game was on a knife edge at that point, or a respective a potential knife edge. Celtic had all of the ball, but you know, the game was tied. By bringing Daniel Kelly on, it shows that he has that trust in a young player. And for a player at 18 years old to be trusted by a manager, you know, a manager that's just came back, he's only been in the job, 6, 7, 8 months. To make that impression on a manager, it sets him up really, really well. And it actually reminds me of one of the last players that Brendan Rodgers offered a debut to before he left the club, and Ewan Henderson. Because I remember it was Motherwell that was Brendan Rodgers' last game. I think there was a famous call, or there was a play on for a player. The ball wasn't given back, and Motherwell scored, and there was a lot of furore in that game. But Ewan Henderson was one of those players that was trusted. And yes, his Celtic career never really took off since then, and I think he's playing in Belgium just now. But with Kelly, that's somebody that you can maybe look up to, that you can use as inspiration, that, right, this chance is here for me. Yes, there's injuries in the midfield, but this is an opportunity that he's got to take with both hands, and he seems to be doing it at the moment. It's great to see Stephen Sloan talking about 13 clean sheets in 39 games this season. It's a shocking start for a club the size of Celtic. Yes, it was maybe more akin to the sort of Ange Ball that we were getting told by the Japanese journalists and the Australian journalists, but you know, it's not as if Celtic are scoring a lot of goals. I know they scored 4 today, but they don't. And obviously the 7 goals that they scored. So maybe they are scoring more goals at this point. But over the course of the season, they've not really been scoring as many goals as you would expect them to. So that's something that they need to work on. But yeah, 13 clean sheets in 39 games. That's only a third of games that Celtic have got a clean sheet. That's quite a damning indictment on the defence. And it also shows you that there's been issues in the defence that need to be sorted out, whether that's down to injuries or the personnel that are coming in. You know, there has been problems that they need to be rectified, especially going into the business end that they already are in at this point in this season. But you know, they've got to keep it tight from now until the end. Get more clean sheets. Let me have a wee look. Who's the snitch? I think that's a great one to sort of finish up on, a start to finish up on. Got to be in it to win it, and we are in it. Yes, Celtic are in the semi-final of the Cup. It's good going from Brendan Rodgers' team, who he admitted it wasn't the best performance from his team, but they're in the hat for the next round. Regardless of who they get in the next round, they'll be at hand, and they'll be up against it, and they'll be within 2 games of lifting the Scottish Cup, which would be a decent return. If Celtic can get the League and Cup double, then I think, considering where they were a couple of months ago, that would be pretty good going for Brendan Rodgers and his side. I think that's all that we've got time for today. I realise that I've been going on for 29 minutes, nearly 30 minutes. I'm doing it myself, so it's a bit more difficult. You've not got another voice to hit off of, but I really do appreciate everybody's comments and getting involved. I've tried to bring up as many as I can regarding the game, regarding things outside the game as well. So thank you to everybody that's joined me on this show. As I said at the start of the video, this video is sponsored by MPH Group. All of our videos are sponsored by MPH Group. If you're looking for plumbing, heating, kitchens or bathroom work, then look no further than MPH Group. And you'll be in the running for a 7-night stay in Cancun. Every sort of order that you puts you in that draw. So if you are interested in that and maybe you're in it to win it and you want some work done as well, then look no further than MPH Group. All of their links will be in the description below. Furthermore, if you want to subscribe to the website and subscribe to the YouTube channel, £4 for 4 months on the website, £18 for a year. You'll be supporting top quality football journalism covering the club you love. If you visit www.celticway.co.uk/subscribe for more information. Also, please press subscribe, the subscribe button on YouTube. We are getting ever so closer to 10,000. We're trying to break that 10 barrier before the end of the season. If we can do that, then that would be absolutely incredible. That is the aim, and we can't continue to do it without the support of you guys. We really do appreciate all of the comments that are coming in. If you want to join the comments section, maybe you don't have a YouTube account, then please press that subscribe button, and it'll give you access to the to a really busy comment section. You'll get all the usual suspects. We've got Michael Ross, we've got Helen, we've got all of these people. Smell the Glove, Hazel as well, Stephen Kennedy's in there as well, Josh is in there. If you want to join all of them in the comment section, a really accommodating comment section like that, please press the subscribe button and we'd be happy for you to join us in our pre-match, post-match, morning briefings and pre-recorded live videos as well. I'm going to finish off for tonight. It's been a successful day for Celtic at Celtic Park. 4-2 winners over Livingston. Enjoy the rest of your night. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And we, and Hamish and I, will be back tomorrow morning to discuss this game. Perhaps some injury worries as well. But we'll discuss this game and more in the morning briefing tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the rest of your night. And yeah, thanks for watching.